It's the Blue Pig Pigskin Plate recipe for the week, and this week's recipe is one that you might want to serve at your holiday parties. It's a pecan smoked beef tenderloin. And I actually, when I walk in the kitchen today, I smell that I'm walking in middle of the game. It might be before University of Tennessee plays, but I'm walking in mid-game for this one because I can already smell that I can smell what Kent's been cooking at the Blue Pig. Yeah. On Cookeville's historic west side, Kent Birdwell, what have you done without me?
So obviously this dish takes time, and that's the beauty of barbecue. But here today we've done a pecan smoked beef tenderloin. So I should share with the viewers today that you get about an 8 or 10 pound beef tenderloin, you know, at one of our local grocery stores.
And what I've Spring done, Street, I gotta say.
Oh yeah, Spring Street. I love Spring Street. That's where we get our sliced shoulder. They slice it, and they have great meats there. And what I have here, I've got about an 8 or 10 pound beef tenderloin.
Now, is that bone in, bone out?
I've done bone out. Boneless. Okay. Yep. And what I've done here, I like garlic salt. I use Lowry's garlic salt. It's one of my favorite, just a blend. But I would say a nice equal blend of even kosher, but you know, have a nice garlic salt with black pepper. Just a simple rub to put on this beef tenderloin is what I've done today. Because what this recipe should also just really embrace is the pecan smoke. And what we've used here, of course, I, at the Blue Pig, have a barbecue smoke pit.
So there's not actual pecans involved in this dish.
No, not actual pecans, but you want to buy some pecan wood and have a good smoker, like a green egg or one of those smokers or an offset smoker. You want about 225. This takes about 2 hours. You want to put a thermometer in there and make sure it reaches about 130 out mid-rare. For a beef tenderloin, you don't want to go over medium. It has to be mid-rare, definitely below medium.
Or you're going to cook out all the good stuff.
You're going to go out. You might as well have roast beef for dinner and pay, you know, it wouldn't be any good. So we've cooked this to mid-rare at about 130, 135, and it's been smoked with this pecan wood. It has a nice, rich flavor. But what I've done also in this dish is I've put a pan of Merlot in there as well, so it kind of steams.
It gets those flavors. So yeah. That's the interesting the aromas yes. that
yes.
we've got.
Yes, it's the Merlot. You could use Merlot or Cabernet Sauvignon. But I've used Merlot with this dish, and what I've also done, I've reserved some of this Merlot that was in this drip pan with all the juices, but then also in a saute pan, I've added about 1 cup of the leftover Merlot with another cup of water. You simmer this, and you use about a half cup, I would say, of this chopped beef tenderloin. Add it to the dish and let it simmer for about 15 minutes. And just let it get rich. And this is your sauce. So now that we've have this beef tenderloin nice and cooked, you slice it here.
And then you're going to spoon this sauce over it?
And just ladle this over. And it's just, this is... It's now, a beautiful dish for the holiday season when you want to share it with family and loved ones or friends. So,
well, okay, so we didn't make it in time for you to have that for Thanksgiving, but you got plenty of time to have it for Christmas. It's our Blue Pig Pigskin Plate recipe for this week, the pecan smoked beef tenderloin. If you want to get the directions and you want to get the ingredients, you can find them along with all of our other recipes from the Blue Pig all football season long over at 1069kickscountry.com in the podcast center.